has that improved at all since our last meeting, as far as people paying out? And you never did get with me to make sure that we'd paid. Anyway.
I still have to go back and look.
I mean, that's huge.
I haven't sent out bills yet, so.
I don't think it's a significant, I mean, it's what, several thousand dollars? I mean, which, okay, yeah, we're talking now.
Sure.
When we're talking, thousands of dollars will make a difference, but, I mean, I don't know that it was, you know, a significant.
Well, spring conference was at least $2,300, and then with everybody else.
That haven't paid?
That have paid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's.
I mean, you know, you think about that, and there's, you know, there's one of staff's trip to an annual conference.
It could be three.
Right, conference, I think is huge.
Maybe $4,000 over, you know, over all the whole training year.
Okay, no, that is significant. I didn't think it was, when we talked last, I didn't realize it was that much.
So I'm looking in the minutes from last meeting, it says spring, this is from 2018, spring conference, only 45% is our outstanding fees, so was that 45% haven't paid, or 45, we only have 45% of that paid?
How does it read in there?
Says Maryland followed up on the non-timely payment of registration. Below is the percentage of outstanding fees that are paid.
Oh, they paid half of those that were outstanding. I got half of what was outstanding.
Oh, I didn't word that very well.
Yeah.
Okay, so half of half, so we're about 0.25% still have not paid.
So the fourth, yeah, that's.
Okay, that is.
I wonder if there's a way to.
Do you think that will change once you do the credit cards? We're able to possibly get the credit card.
That will probably.
So I can tell you from the crime victims conference that we just did, and it was all credit card payable. We have no outstanding.
Yeah.
Everything was paid.
And did you go through Eventbrite, right? Did you use Event, okay.
Well, for most conferences that I've attended or that do that, and most of them do take credit cards, if not all of them do that I've attended, and you have to pay to it before you can even attend.
Yeah. I'm also wondering if there's a way to implement.
That would probably eliminate it.
Do we already have this? Maybe we already have this. Implement, we're not reporting your CLEs till you pay your fees.
That was discussed as well.
I mean, if we're hurting that bad, we've got to implement some firm.
Yeah, no survey, no pay, no CLE. Right. That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, to throw that out, is if we do want to go with the credit card, we had talked about it's going to cost us, what, $250, $275? A person, and I didn't factor that in, and so would the council entertain going up to 130 if we implement the credit card?
I know when I have registered our attorneys, we're charged that.
Yeah, is there a way to?
We're totally fine doing, because our auditors are like, well, we get credit for whatever you charged our credit card, so that's great. Do everything credit card. So,
is there a way to make that option? If you want to pay by credit card, you pay the merchant fee.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no no yeah
well,
no that's right. We
want
talked
them
about that.
To pay by credit card.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Let's.
So you pay by check. That's the merchant fee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So we wouldn't have to increase our fee. But we would shift the burden to them to pay.
Which is on the site.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either or. I see what Marlisa's saying though. We don't want them to back off of that either.
Because then we'll have the same people who don't pay that don't pay.
Uh-huh.
Right. We'll still be chasing it down.
Is there any good research on the impact that increasing the fees has on attendance at the conferences? I mean, there's a general idea that, if it gets too high, people will stop going, but is there any clear?
I've not heard that from the council. We've talked about that over the years, that every time that the registration fee is increased, even going up to 125, I haven't heard of any kind of pushing back on that. They're totally fine with it.
My concern was more with the larger offices because of the bigger impact, but it was actually Sin that made the motion that bumped us from 35 to 75. And so I'm going,
because every time it's not just one increased fee, it's 100 increased fees.
Right.
But we're still significantly less, less than any other CLEs you want
to
get, except for maybe the bar.
The prevailing comment is we're still really a cheap.
And I've got a small office, and so I've got a much smaller budget than Sim does. But I think we all might have a much smaller budget than Sim does. So increasing it $50 would significantly impact my budget, but not enough that I wouldn't come. I mean, I just adjust some other, I mean, to all the different things would.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was doing this, I recognized that the biggest impact is you guys, you know, because you send 10 people to basic, you send however, you know, 25 or 30 to spring.
Right.
So.
Yeah, when the
training. Sim is trying to shift a lot of training in-house.
Right, right.
He hasn't been secretive right. about that. He's invited you guys to come.
Oh, sure.
To
oh, yeah, meetings. Yeah.
So.
And when the training committee talked about bumping that, and they gave the range of 100 to 125, I was leaning more towards 100, but where we are now.
Would sure. Sam be opposed to 125 in of not sending
people? I'll be voting for it today. I just, it to the extent that he has concerns, mm-hmm. that could lead to, okay, mm-hmm. this is how many people we'll send.
Okay.
Right, right.
That's how we'll control.
Effect on the back end, yeah.
But yeah, that can end up having an impact to UPC.
Correct. That's the problem. We still want to have the same attendance.
Right.
We don't want to diminish the attendance by an increased fee. Because then
I went over this with him, purpose. And he did not express any concerns about it.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that we need to do the collections. I think we need to get this credit card thing figured out. I need to pay ahead of time, and if they pay on site, then it's got to be with a credit card or cash.
Right.
Seized asset.
What about
I have just card. Jen,
oh, you had other sorry.
I've got a couple
yeah,
other things.
Yeah, please.
And I'm trying to think which order to go in because one of them's not very tasteful with our current relationship. But last time that we had a real bad glitch with this, Mark went to the AG's office, mm-hmm. and they actually were willing to give up the administrative costs for
right.
that year.
Right.
I mean, at that time it was only 10 grand, and now it's 30 plus. But you know, you might want to see if they're willing to help us out a little bit with that, and then we can just say, you know, these are the cuts that we are doing these things. Mm-hmm. We want your help here. And then if things are okay, then you know we'll share the savings at the end of the year. I don't know how yep. everybody feels about that, but I think the question should be asked if we don't feel it's going to damage our current perfect relationship.
We just won't send you to ask.
Okay. Yeah. Please don't.
We'll send you out three that you're.
Yeah, I had thought about that as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We'll all send right. your proxies.
Please. Right. Yeah. I'll be right
I'll
behind them. And then, I mean, I know that this is one of those things that's small but slowly adds up. I mean, we could even say, you know, with some council members that say, you know, if you can, you know, get your mileage reimbursements through your jurisdictions as opposed mm. to through UPC. Mm-hmm. And again, that's not a lot, but it
yeah.
adds up.
Yeah. Do you drive a county car? Do you yep. bring your personal?
No, I bring okay. my. And even if I brought my personal car, I don't think I've ever turned in a mileage. Yeah. Just too much of a hassle. Yeah.
We can ask UPAA girls as well how if.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because we've got in our budget for Michelle.
We do. We have budget for us too, so.
And some of you do anyway. I'd say a fair amount do anyway.
Of those that submit for it, and you don't have to say who it is or who it isn't, but do you think budget-wise that would be an obstacle, obviously, for any of those mm-hmm. to absorb it themselves? Mm-hmm. So you think that it's a conversation that could go positive?
Yeah.
And if they can't, then we're going to do that.
Right.
But if we could get 80% of it, you know, out, then that would help
the only one I would see would be from St. George.
Robert.
And yeah. Sometimes he flies up, mm-hmm. which is really
sixes.
Yeah.
It's sixes when it comes to mileage.
And maybe we just get better technology and we can, you know, get the screen and so that, you know, because it's so hard when you're just on the phone. I mean, we've all phoned in,
yeah.
some of us from ski lifts, and it's hard to, you know. Oh. Did I ever tell you that I did the same
who that
thing?
Would have been.
But I actually went to the lodge.
Oh.
It was that same meeting. Sorry.
We have a subscription to GoToMeeting to uh-huh. for me to provide support for your prosecutor, but
yeah.
it also can be used. It's not just, we can yeah. also use it for meetings. and stuff, and they can have up to 100 and some odd
people join in.
Join in the meetings. And you can actually, if they have a laptop with a
camera,
you can actually do video, I mean, you know, as well when they join the meetings if you want to.
Right.
But it's a little awkward if you get more than, you know, 7 or 8 people with video putting
screen. I mean,
but you could have a screen that everybody could see, and you could hear everybody could talk.
Right.
At least as minimum. Just saying that's an option that you can consider if that helps with anything. And
turn the camera.
Certainly
the
helps.
Set
that
up
if you need
to. Yeah. Ryan, did you have
results? No, he answered my question.
Do you guys still meet for a prosecutor?
We still have some meetings. A lot of it's over email right now.
Okay.
Most of it's just over email. I've occasionally used several times I've used the GoToMeeting thing to help solve problems because it's so much easier to see what's going on, what they're doing and how they're doing things rather than just kind of trying to figure it out remotely. But so.
Well, you know who's talking.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll raise that with Robert, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an option to think about.
Sure.
If that helps. You know, so everybody could just connect from wherever they are.
Okay.
I was just texting Sim to see if I'm supposed to vote a specific direction.
Yeah, no, thanks.
And then,
what else?
And then obviously, you mentioned this, maybe this is the time, I mean, when we had the Senate president up to swap, and he wanted to know some of these impacts of JRI and what can be addressed, and we can let him know that we're seeing this, not just JRI, but some of the other changes they've made, sentencing matrix and those recommendations are impacting the surcharge. And maybe it's time to sit down and have a discussion about there being dedicated funding for UPC instead of relying on the surcharge.
It's a fair question of who should pay for the criminal justice system. Yeah. And historically, we've been saying
criminal
defendants should. We're shifting away from that, but that doesn't answer the question of who should pay for it.
We're
just saying defendants shouldn't.
Right.
But then the question is who.
Right.
Which is interesting because they've always been in favor of user fees, right?
Sure.
He who uses it should pay for it, right?
Until now.
And I'm just thinking about your comment, correct me if I'm wrong. It's not so much that they're saying the defendant shouldn't, they're just saying there should be fairness and that those defendants who can't afford it shouldn't have that undue burden.
I think that's a fair summary of their perspective.
Because I was just trying to clarify as far as they're not saying absolutely no defendant, so there's still some financial possible funding that could come from that in the course of the conversation.
Right? Sure. And yeah, their realization is that a lot of the defendant population is not financially sound.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
that's not fair.
Right.
And so they're shifting away from those defendants, but they're not shifting that anywhere else. They're just saying, those people don't have to pay.
Well, and so basically the criminal justice system is supported on traffic fines. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the people those are the ones that pay.
Yep.
I mean, all you have to do is look at what comes in from the justice course to see that.
Less than used to.
Well, and when I first got hired, you know, I did a survey of the surrounding states, and not that I'm advocating that, well, maybe I am, because I haven't gotten a ticket in a really long time, but our traffic fines are substantially lower than other states. I mean, you're paying $300 to $500 for a traffic ticket in other states.
That's true.
But. Well, so that leads to the discussion. I mean, as I was planning, I should have done this last year, but setting up a meeting with Representative Hutchings, you know, not during the session, and, you know, talking to him about this and wondering what's the best way to go and who to get involved. But I was thinking about that during the session, and then when I got the email about the surcharge and seeing how low it is, getting together the other recipients, the heads of the other agencies that receive the surcharge and mass, do we go and say, that's what I was hoping Scott Stevenson would be here to see what the Post is doing. Yeah.
I think the appropriations committees would really benefit from learning what surcharges are funding and what's happening to the surcharge.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. I'd recommend that we get with those other agencies that rely so heavily up on that.
Right.
Come up with a strategy. I mean, I can see at least the three people that once you get that done, that we'd want to meet with would be Hutchings, but President of the Senate, Stuart Adams, because he's got a lot invested in JRI, and then Jerry Stevenson, who is over appropriations.
Yeah.
And and I'm, you know, I've got a good relationship with the latter two, and I'm confident that we can get that done, explain what's going on, and,
right,
and get that rolling. But I think it does need to be in mass, just not us.
Right, right, right. And I'm thinking, I'm going to try and get that $70,000 back, you know, the DB training funds, but just the surcharge in general, I'm thinking, and you guys are better legislators, would an approach be continue giving us a surcharge, but then we each get X number of dollars in dedicated funds in addition to whatever the surcharge is? Or is it, you know, if you're going to do away with the surcharge, then you're going to have to provide all of us with dedicated funds? I mean, what's
providing a few options to address the decreasing. One would be restoring the surcharges, which would require some backtracking on some of the JRI efforts.
Yeah.
And then alternative proposals saying, look, if you just want to keep us, hold us harmless for these changes that are occurring,
yeah,
this is the amount that you're going to need to dedicate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, separate. I think we give them those options, and right, so it'll be educational for them.
Right, right.
And be frank, because you don't care whether it's from the surcharge or from this general fund.
No,
it's the funding that's
right,
needed.
Right.
But then for them to be able to understand the impact of, mm-hmm, of their legislative, mm-hmm, acts.
Yeah,
sure.
So Scott Stevens and I are going to have lunch in the next week or so to talk about
post. Who's paying? No, I'm just kidding.
We'll each pay for ourselves. And then I'll figure out who the agency heads and the others, and put together a meeting when we can, you know, talk about this. So, okay. Anything else? What else have you got?
That's it for as far as budget stuff goes.
Okay. Okay. So some things that are in the budget, you know, or not. But I wanted to get your feeling on, you know, because these are areas that can be cut. You know, conference swag, we don't have a lot of conference swag. We have our briefcases for basic. We do t-shirts every once in a while. Some of these other things, I mean, that can be cut. Or again, is that something that our attendees really want? And if we can, you know, do it at minimal cost, should we continue to do that or have those things available?
I love the briefcase.
Yeah.
I mean, I used the last one until it went ragged, and then I'm using this. Yeah. Everywhere, and especially for my work, it's advertising,
right,
for the prosecutors in general.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think giving them out at basic is good. I don't know. When else had we given them out?
Well, it used to be at fall,
and
that was a huge thing. You know, I think we still need to do it at basic. I think,
sure,
you're this, yeah, brand new prosecutor, and like you said, you know, it's great advertisement. We don't really have a way to replace them. That, you know, the briefcase you're talking about, I think the one that you're carrying today, I mean, those were so poorly constructed. And
but this was the
this version. Is the good one. This, yeah, is the good version. Yeah, this
the first
really
one.
Sturdy.
Like, one day I was walking to court.
Yeah, and that's
just,
yep,
dissolved.
Yeah,
dissolved.
I know my wife laughs at me. I've got three of them. Okay,
yeah,
this one's okay. I got my church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
So, yeah.
We did a good one of this version of this.
Yeah.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them.
So I'm not saying, you know, that we replace everybody's briefcase in the state, or we probably everybody with a t-shirt. It's just, is that something nice to have, whether it's a pen or a ball cap, you know, at a conference? Or if we just say, you know, right now, that's a
times
luxury. Yeah.
Well, and do we have a decent stash right now?
We still have enough briefcases, yeah. So I'm not going to have to buy briefcases probably for another year.
Okay. I would say in order for us to ask the AG to not have to pay,
yeah,
the light bill, that we,
yeah,
give that up for at least a year.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we cut that. Travel council calendars. Yeah. So the calendars you get...
The last two you sent haven't had my picture in them, so I'm okay with it.
So, you know, it's not a huge expense. It's about $800 to $1,000, and then when you add $300 or $400 for postage for sending it out, you know, that could be a significant cost. I know the staff here at the AG's office, our support staff, love it and look forward to it. I don't know how you guys feel. We have used it as thank yous for all the presenters. So anybody that presents at any UPC conference, we send them a calendar as a thank you. You know, we could be a little more selective. We could give the council calendars, and our support staff at the AG's office, who really do a tremendous amount of work for us, but not send them to presenters. I'll just send them, you know, continue to send them a thank you. But what are your thoughts on calendars?
I was actually thinking the other way around, send them to presenters and not to the council members. But I mean,
that's an option as well.
I've liked the calendars. That's all.
I know.
But when I get it, I don't think, oh, here's $1,000.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and you know, why would you?
So. I remember there was one year that Mark didn't send them out for whatever reason, or maybe I didn't make the cut. I don't know. But I remember noticing that you're going, oh my God. I had to go down to the bank and get a calendar.
No, it wasn't here. It was a good
one. We would get phone calls. I mean, I've had phone calls of, where is my calendar?
Right.
Or when are the calendars going
right
out?
See, I mean, that's something. So as we collect these back fees, it's just, you know, in the grand scheme of our budget, it's not that big of a deal. And I think people appreciate it. So.
But every little bit adds up.
It does.
Well, I wonder if we could get somebody to sponsor calendars. Let me look at that. See if we can get somebody to.
Okay.
I was going to say, $1,000. It's a nice gift for these speakers and things like that to appreciate.
Right. You know, like at the Crime Victims Council, you know, we can't give a box of chocolates or, you know, other thank yous that you guys do. And so I just see this as just, you know, it's nominal at the end of the year. So.
I like the idea of trying to get a sponsor or maintaining it personally.
I just, you know, I'm just thinking, okay. I'd hate for it to come out and say, Utah Prosecution Council brought to you by America First Credit Union or something like that.
Or we might consider presenters get a bag as a thank you at the conference, and maybe just give them a thank you card at the end of the year and no calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of the presenters, though, that we get for some of the conferences probably already have the bags.
Right.
So.
Right, and if they present at more than one conference, you already got your bag last time, so.
But thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Will's always here, and he also presents, but you only sent him one calendar.
True.
So that actually
is a great calendar. I only need one. If you sent me more, I'd start to get bothered.
And one back, which is that great after 4 years.
It's the kitchen calendar, the garage calendar, and the bedroom calendar. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I mean, you know, I guess we could wait and see what our surcharge carryover is, because I don't order these until November.
I mean, you think it is an inexpensive thank you gift, though.
Right. All right.
And we could be selective, a little more selective.
I mean, we could. We usually have, I don't know, 10 or 12 extra. So, okay.
So Sim raised the issue that I asked about. He said, while it may make fiscal sense for costs, it may also price out money, and in the long run have contradictory outcomes, that is, reducing training enrollment and ultimately revenue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is our office position.
Right. Okay. Some other things I already told you, you know, limiting our travel to our national conferences. Just because of my schedule, I couldn't do any of the regional legislative training this year. I only spent about $500 to $700 last year, but I can forego that again, just shift the burden to Marlise and Tyson, so that's a little bit.
And that's another one. I think, I know we talked about this in the past, maybe, I don't know how much host can help participate in that, because, I mean, 90% of our
officers.
The value of
regional is so high.
Our contact with them.
Right.
Far more
right.
so than the delivery, like, look it up, read it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a question, talk to your attorney. But the value is when we go out and do these, we immediately start to get emails and calls.
Yeah.
Hey, can you come train for this? Can you come train for that?
See, that's what I'm saying.
For Tyson and I, and we did most of it this year, you know, it's not a problem. We factored in, and it's covered by our separate funding.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, is if I don't go, that's straight savings. Whereas, because like I said, Tyson budgets it into his grant request, and I factor that into that money, you know, when I report back to the auditor every year that Marlise goes out and does the training. So, if we charge posts, that would just be, you know.
Well, I just wanted the participation. I mean,
right.
Even if it was minimal.
Yeah. And then, as I said, I'm not going to go to UMA or the county, I mean, I guess, Ryan, you're the only, you go to those, you go down to the county exec.
I do go to the county.
Yeah, I mean, is there really a need for me to be at your meetings? I mean, I feel welcome. I'm glad to be there. You know, I can give a UPC report. But do Marilyn and I need to be there?
And you were there this year, so I did that.
Yeah, right.
And so, I mean, you know, if, yeah, I can continue to do that.
Yeah, so I mean,
there's just that quarterly meeting that we attach to it for SWAP. And to the extent that UCDA, SWAP, and UPC, which obviously we're not doing today, do it together.
Right.
There's still going to be that expense of getting down there if that meeting happens.
Yeah, that's true. It's just the one in November when it's just strictly the county officials. I'm proposing that I not go this year, and if there's this huge void that I can't believe my personality, you know, needs
well, that's what I was going to say. I like having you there because I like you, so.
I mean, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that, man. I feel validated today.
He's going to hitchhike just to get there.
And Marilyn's presentation, was it just?
It was awesome.
November?
Right.
Heaven. It was heaven.
Yeah, I mean.
So I like that. I mean, but if we want to propose to see if there's a void, I will certainly speak up and say there's a huge void. But
yeah. So that's what I'm just proposing then is it, you know, I just don't do that. Okay. Then we have been making donations to the Utah Journal of Criminal Law, $1,500. I'm on the editorial board, so I don't want to sway you one way or another. We have made a $1,500 donation to the Crime Victims Council Spring Conference. And actually, I think I left those two donations in. Whereas then the LEOJ training, I think I did cut that out. I'd like, you know, your discussion on that, if we continue to fund that. And then whether or not we want to spend $2,000, which is a lot of money. But, you know, for our case summaries on our webpage. So guys want to, you
my thoughts on that is that I think we continue to do A and B, but I agree that LEOJ, that should be those going there should pay those costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Bloomberg Law, I mean, with how many other resources there are that are out there?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
We have a clerk send a monthly email out to our office.
Well, I was just going to ask
if they subscribe
to,
like,
ask
10th Circuit,
the law clerk, 10th Circuit as well. Put together a summary of important state cases or something.
No, I mean, and that's what we've been doing is the law clerk that we've been using, he's studying for the bar right now. But I mean, it's nice to have because it's really concise and it's all in one location, but it's $2,000, you know?
It's not that nice.
Right. Okay.
I agree.
That makes it more just a little bit harder.
Yeah, okay.
Can I just back us up to the county attorney again?
The county exec
one. Over the years, I think it's really important that the director of UPC be there, or someone from UPC. I'm kind of channeling Mark. That's his boss. That's the bosses. And just like the regional legislative updates are really good for Tyson and Marlise to go out. That's the face. That's, you know, the resource. I think it's important that he's there. And not only that, UPC has been a co-sponsor over the years, and we make sure that there's CLE. I mean, that's one way that...
I would agree. I would agree with Marilyn, because I'm thinking back, I've only gone to two now, but I remember going to that first one. We'll talk about the face. That first one, I think Bob was the only person I knew there. I mean, I knew who Sim was, but I didn't know Sim and things like that. And so... we were able to, you probably don't remember this, but you introduced me to different people and things like that, and it was helpful, that face recognition and that kind of thing.
And representing the training arm for the state.
I think it's really vital that
And it's a way
there.
To take the cues from the county attorney saying, hey, we're seeing a problem with this, or, you know, because Bob observes, and then he can bring it back to the council and
that. I think it's really important that he's there.
And because all the county electeds are there, but you're more since all the county electeds are there, you're more likely to get, like, my boss or Mr. Levitt, more likely to come, whereas other events,
or even
they may
the
not
sheriffs,
be
even if there is something that's coming up in law enforcement, you have the training arm there and the networking, I think, is vital. I really do.
I'm glad you brought that back up.
Does that apply to UMAA? Because I know the counties are my boss, but also the city attorneys are my boss.
They're focused more on the civil stuff.
Right, right. And that's why I haven't gone a lot.
Yeah.